Hey guys, it's me. Sorry to break in here for a second. Trisha Paytas has hacked the system. The audio has been crapped out for about 50 seconds of this podcast episode. See, this is what happens when you talk about people, guys. Bad stuff happens. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't do that. Maybe she did. Who knows? No, it's going to come back to normal. The audio just took a fucking fart. And yeah, just remember that you shouldn't talk about people. And this is probably why this happened. So be a nice person and don't talk about people. And I'm sorry for anything Nikki says because I have no control over her. Okay, enjoy. Bye. Are you rolling? Have you ever rolled before?
Yes, many times.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, I have been very heavily medicated since I was 16.
Same. We're the Effexor sisters. This is, guys, I want to introduce my guest today. Her name is Nikki St. Bruce, a.k.a. the South African.
I always almost say Australian.
South African Cape Town rapper Push Push. Is an amazing female rapper. I think you're freaking rad. Loved you since I've met you. I think you're so cool. I think you have the coolest style. Like, I want to be you.
Don't. It's very bad.
And then we found out we're on the same medication, which makes us, like, just automatically close.
And one time, I'm obviously not from here. And I was having, like, medication problems where I, like, had to go see a psychiatrist. And she was like, I need your medical records. And I was like, okay, but I'm not from here. So, like, you want me to email my old psychiatrist? That's weird. Like, I didn't even say goodbye to him.
Right.
He's probably still wondering where I am.
He's like, wow, I haven't seen her in a while.
Because I just kind of came here on holiday and never left. Like, lol. So she was like, I need your medical records. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, this is going to take 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah.
And I need some Effexor now. So Brittany just put some of her little Effexor, Ubered it over to me, and I was fine. And that was a beautiful day.
I saved really her life. Anyone that takes Effexor knows that the withdrawal of Effexor is
pretty fucking hellish.
Like, what would you compare it to? Because it's like gnarly. It's like, how would you describe going like Effexor not having enough? It's an antidepressant, anti-anxiety medication.
I've never done heroin.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because I know myself and I know that I would really fucking like heroin.
Right.
So that's why I haven't done it.
Right.
And I think that's why most people don't do it, because they'll, you know what happens.
You'll love it.
But coming off of Effexor is kind of like maybe not as bad as coming off heroin. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Right.
But it's that same kind of like physical reaction where you get really nauseous. I mean, do you feel like
you're
going to vomit?
You get sick. You have like I can't describe the sick. It's like a brain sick.
It's
a
like
body sick. It's your body is like you can't move. Like you're very, everything you do is like
you're shaking.
You want to die. Like you're just, it's the worst feeling pretty much in the entire world. Like just think of a time that you felt like complete absolute hell, and that times 1,000. So basically coming off of Effexor is the worst, and anyone that's on it knows this. Like if you miss a dose, forget it.
I heard the other day I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and she said something quite interesting. She said, oh yeah, they call those black box drugs. Drugs that you give someone and you know that they can never come off of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But you don't, like, someone could have told 16-year-old me, like, hey, this is going to make you feel great for, like, 3 years.
And then you're never going to be able to get off of it.
And then good luck to you, my friends. And no one ever told me that.
I know. And it makes me kind of sad. And then, like, I went online and there's actually all these support groups.
I went
people.
On the Reddit thread.
Yes.
Yeah. Of people trying to get off Effexor. And they're like, good luck, bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah!
And everyone is stuck on it. And everyone wants to, like, file a lawsuit against this company that this drug should be illegal so hard.
Okay, I'm not going to sue because it's, like, also keeping me alive. So.
Right, but it's, like, we're kind of, our brain is completely addicted to it. Like, you try to get off of it and it says, like, it causes brain damage, it does all this stuff. And the fact that you got put on it at 16 and I got put on it at 16.
I wish someone had just said, like, Hey,
this drug is going to be cool for a minute and it's going to get rid of your panic attacks. But then if you ever try to get off of it, you're going to be 1,000 times worse.
Yeah, I don't love that.
1,000 times worse.
But
so we're stuck on it.
Your question was, have you ever rolled, right?
Right, right.
So here's something I found out. So I've never actually rolled, and I've taken MDMA, I've taken E like a bunch of times, like more than 10 times.
Uh-huh.
Festivals, parties, like whatever.
Right.
And nothing's ever happened, okay? I've always just been like, I've looked over at the person next to me and they're like fucking off their face. And I'm like, this is pleasant, I guess, but like I could also have a little nap right now or like go home,
watch Lord of the Rings. You didn't feel any reaction nothing. To it?
Absolutely fucking nothing. So it's then the I took effector. More, right? So then I took more. I was like, okay, well, obviously I have like a crazy drug tolerance because I've abused myself over years and years. So I took more, and nothing's happening, nothing's happening. And then I found out that you can... Obviously, I was older when I found this out because I was stupid now, but when I was young, I was way fucking dumber.
Right.
And I was on the same kind of like Reddit thread about Effexor, and this woman was like, that's really fucking dangerous what you're doing because
mixing
you
it
can
with...
still overdose.
Yes.
Even though you don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take more. And I guess that the stuff doesn't really matter with like mushrooms and stuff and like acid, like things right. that, I don't know, aren't so hectic.
Yeah,
but
it's scary.
Like MDMA, if you take so much fucking MDMA, like, I don't know what happens to you.
It's that serotonin syndrome where your body gets too much serotonin and your brain basically like you go into like shock. It's only happened. It doesn't happen often, and you have to have so much. Like it's so stupid. Like for instance, I take literally like no Effexor anymore. I got myself down to 37.5
That's
a day.
Incredible,
right? Like yeah. I don't know how I'm alive right now, but
I took myself from 225 down to 150,
which is incredible as well.
Which is, yeah, and cheaper.
And cheaper, and, you know.
Because nobody tells you also, like, come to America, everything's fine, everything's great. And then you get here and it's like, oh, these drugs that keep you alive, that's going to be $500 in insurance. And you're like,
literally,
oh, I guess I'll just fucking die.
$500 a month, you guys. And the thing that really sucks is that I do have health insurance, but they don't cover the brand. I can only get generic, and the generic fucks me up.
The generic gives me insane night sweats.
The generic's not monitored as well as the brand is. And I know people argue with me about that, but you can like even look that up. And so my doctor prescribed me brand, and the brand is $580 a month.
It's just stupid. It's like, okay, well, no wonder. Like, no wonder we're all fucking miserable because it's like, I just hate everything, okay?
Everything is the worst.
America is very confusing. I have qualms with America.
Okay, what are your qualms?
Okay. All right, okay, here's one.
We'll start.
Why is the Geico lizard British? Anyone? Does anybody want to fucking explain that to me?
I'm dead.
Okay, why?
I'm so dead.
The brawny giant, okay? You know, the paper towel brawny.
Paper towel
brawny,
man, the
okay?
brawny man, yeah.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Why?
Totally a rapist.
Like, men are already terrifying. They're like already bigger and, like, stronger than us and already scared, okay? Why did you have to go make that man a giant walking down the streets?
He's with like, an axe?
I'm like, why? Yeah. Why? Okay, so very confusing.
Right.
All questions I'd love answers to if anybody has them.
Yeah, like, scary. Okay, so by the way, you guys, Push Push came here to work with an artist named Moonbounce, and they fell in love and ended up getting married. So that's why she's kind of stuck.
That wasn't planned.
It wasn't planned. They fell completely in love. I was there through the whole love story, and it was actually really sweet. He actually was in love with her before she came here. I don't know if you knew that, but he was like, oh my God, she's
probably because I catfished him.
He was like, she's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. I'm obsessed with you. And then when you came here,
we love an Instagram
filter. I watched
filter.
You guys fall in love, and it was so sweet.
That was pretty cute. I remember the first time I met you, he left the room. And you were like, so what's the vibe? And I was like, I may have a big crush.
Yes.
And you were like, well, I think he has a big crush on you too. And I was like, no, I know.
And then, yeah, and you guys are married, so you're stuck. Sorry.
So
you're
I'm stuck
here.
And married and whatever.
I know, but it's good. It's like, it's cool. I mean,
I like it.
I know
not
you
like
miss
it here.
Home, but
I love Los
you're
Angeles.
Stuck here.
How do you say that? Los Angeles.
You can say Los Angeles. You just make it sound fancy.
LA.
LA.
I love LA. The weather is similar to where I'm from.
It's nice like that.
It's not a real winter. I mean, okay, it gets colder where I'm from, but it's not like crazy. It's not like East Coast vibes, no snow. You know, it's just nice.
Right.
It's nice. And people are like, I miss the seasons. And I'm like, why?
I feel like we kind of get them now because of global warming. Like last week it was like 50 degrees. It's like 82.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just like, it's hot and it's cold because what the fuck is Fahrenheit? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys have different.
This is very distracting for me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, the carpet on the table?
Wall, like...
Well, we have a blanket on the table here at the podcast studio because people tend to bang their fists on the table because they get so
angry. You make them so angry.
I make them so angry bringing up their worst memories. Which is the podcast.
Well, I can't wait.
Worst first.
Okay.
And we've already talked about some horrible shit. Worst, obviously, effects are worse, whatever. But I want to hear about some worse growing up in Cape Town, right? It was Cape Town or was
yeah.
it outside of Cape Town?
I moved to Cape Town when I was like 15. So I guess you could say I grew up there-ish.
Right. Where were you born?
I was born in Cape Town.
Okay.
And then my parents moved me to Johannesburg.
Uh-huh.
Not just me, all of us. Right. As a family. They didn't just send me as a child. Sorry, that was misleading. And then they got divorced and my parents each went to their respective families. Like my dad went to his mom and my mom went to her mom and they were in the Eastern Cape in two tiny little towns. And I wouldn't recommend ever going there, but I did enjoy growing up in kind of like a small little city kind of vibe.
Like everyone knew each other.
It's not that small, but like everyone, yeah, it was just like a small town vibe, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like there wasn't anything to do, so we just like smoked weed and made music and like put on plays for each other.
Okay, and what are some of, do you have a worst story about growing up, where you grew up?
Oh man. Like what kind? Growing up was horrible. I wouldn't do it again if you gave me $1 million. I would not redo adolescence for you could be like, okay, you have to redo the years 13 to 18. Here's $1 million.
Uh-huh.
I would say take that million and shove it up your fucking ass because no, like no thank you.
Okay, what about the worst date you ever went on? Did you ever go on like a really, really bad date where you were like, what the fuck? I can't believe I did this.
Okay, it wasn't a date.
Okay.
It was my first Tinder
experience. Oh, God.
I was a big slut, so it wasn't a date. I was just like, let's fuck.
Your bio was here to pork.
Okay, let me explain myself.
Here to get stuffed like a goddamn turkey.
Here to take you to pound town. Let me give context.
Everyone just kept swiping right. They're like, yes. Yes.
Okay, so I didn't like, when all the dating apps came out, I was in a relationship.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And I missed that whole like boat. Like, do you remember when dating apps came out?
Yes.
Everyone was like, we're fucking.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't a part of that.
Okay.
Because I was in this relationship with this guy and we would like break up and get back together and break up and get back. You know, one of those stupid fucking relationships
right.
where you clearly shouldn't get back together, but your brain tricks you and it's like, things will be better.
It'll be different. It'll this be different time. This He'll time. Hurt me in a different way.
Yeah. I'm going to ruin his life. Anyway. So I was like, okay. So we had just broken up.
Uh-huh.
What month was this? What year was this? I want to say end of 2016, mm-hmm. which in South Africa is summer.
Okay.
Okay, so imagine like getting out of this terrible relationship and then it's like hot summer.
Yes.
And you're like, you know, when you're like break apart, you're like don't eat and you're like fuck my life and you're like break Why? Apart.
Break
it's
apart
a brand.
Is a thing. It's a real, break apart is it's a thing. Glow up.
And I do break apart well.
Yes, same, okay? same.
Like in a relationship, I just let myself go and I'm same. Like, whatever. When I am on the rebound, it's sick how much effort I put into myself.
And we look so bomb.
Yeah, but because it's revenge. It's like, look how fucking hot I am.
And then the guy that you broke up with is like, what the
oh,
fuck?
I'm
Where
sad.
Was this girl while we dated? Yeah.
Well, she's here now.
She's here now.
Anyway, you missed okay. out. So I download Tinder.
Uh-huh.
At the time, it was just Tinder. It wasn't like Bumble and Hinge and all of this other crap.
Right.
Download Tinder and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do what everybody does when they break up. They go on Tinder and they just fuck. But I was like, but this time, because it's my first time, and you know, like in between serious relationships, okay, not you know, in my experience,
uh-huh.
in between my serious relationships, I do like to go out and just be a big slut and have fun. Because like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You got to get drunk. You got to get on someone else. You got to see what's out there. You got to like, I don't know, make yourself feel better somehow. Validate yourself. I have insane daddy issues, obviously, but whatever. We'll talk about that later.
They say the best way out of old love is finding new love. The best way is
And I'm so fucking good at that.
Same. I'm like, all right, well, you hurt my feelings. I'm going to go find someone else to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So you're on Tinder.
Okay.
You're ready to fuck everybody.
And I'm like, let's go. But I didn't want to limit myself. I didn't want to do the thing I always do. Because you know I have a type, right?
Yes.
I have a fucking type and you know what it
She's
is.
She's a chubby chaser.
I love fat boys, big boys, big tattooed stomachs. Like if Maddie Matheson wasn't married, I mean, I am married.
I don't know who that is.
I'll show you a picture of him. You'll immediately know who he is. So that's like my type.
You like big tattooed fat guys with high cholesterol.
They don't have to be like Action Bronson huge, but they can't. If they fit into my jeans, it's a no-go.
Okay.
Like, you got to be able to pick me up and chuck me across
right.
the field.
And maybe possibly eat you.
Yeah, like, whatever. Mm-mm. So, I wasn't going to do that.
Right.
I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to broaden my horizons. Excuse me while I undress. I'm going to broaden my horizons. I'm not going to, like, I'm going to swipe right on people that I wouldn't usually
oh.
swipe right on in okay. real life. And I had the time of my life. But the first my very first experience was very weird because, okay, so I downloaded the app and, you know, it's like by distance.
Right, right. Okay, okay. So you were saying you matched with a guy on Tinder. Sorry, we had a little technical issue. You matched with a guy on Tinder that you've seen around Cape Town.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a couple of years. Right. We used to get drunk together. He was like quite cool, very fun guy. Like, you know, those guys who are just fun to be around.
Right.
So I'm like, there we go. Yeah. I would never usually have swiped right on him if I was just like in my regular life, like out in the streets trying to get laid.
Right.
But I was like, you know, doing my thing, sowing my wild, whorish oats. So I was like, sick. Like, I'm not going to say his name, but if I do say it by mistake, please edit it out because he does still follow me on Instagram.
Okay.
Fuck my life.
Okay.
We'll
call him Johannes.
Johannes. Okay.
Johannes.
So I swipe right. I immediately get a match. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And it says 400 meters away.
He's in your backyard.
Basically. So I'm like, okay, hey, like, what's up? Like, where do you live? And he's like, it looks like I live a block away from you. Like, what are you doing? And I was like lying in bed and I was like smoking weed and I just looked hellish. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Swollen eyes because I'd obviously been watching something sad and like listening right. to Alice in Chains and like crying my little fucking eyes out. Uh-huh. But also obviously swiping right and trying to get laid.
Right,
like, duality. Right. So he's like, well, are you at home? And I'm like, yes. He's like, let's meet up. Like, i.e. let's fuck.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, give me 40 minutes. Shower, put on some makeup. I mean, I was like, gross.
Yes.
And he's like, no. I'll be there in 5.
Oh God.
So I'm like, but my face.
Oh my,
like, my
God.
My adult acne. He's like, no, please. Like, oh, first red flag was, I like you better without makeup. I was like, motherfucker, you have never seen me without makeup. What? So how do you A, know that? First Damn. Red flag. I hate that. I hate when boys are like, you wear so much makeup. I'm like, I'll do what I fucking want.
Yes.
Actually, and you'll like it or you'll fuck off.
Yes.
Anyway.
So he wanted to come over that minute.
That minute. And I'm like, dude, like, my face, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So he comes over.
Oh, no.
And he's got a little picnic basket.
What?
So I'm like,
he had the shit ready.
He like had the shit ready. So I'm like, okay, this is weird, but I guess whatever. We smoked a joint. Things start. And then he starts telling me like what he's been doing, because I haven't seen him in a couple years.
Uh-huh.
What have you been doing? Basically, this dude has like drunk himself into the bottom depths of hell.
Oh no.
Hit rock bottom, went to rehab, and now he's like this clean, reborn
goji
hippie.
Berry eating.
Yeah, literally. And I was like, oh damn, like, okay. And he's like, I'll still smoke weed with you, but like, I'm not gonna
drink or
like anything. I'm trying my hardest not to drink, and it's been a year. And I'm like, okay, I respect that, love that for you. You know, he told me kind of like at the end of his active drinking, like how bad things had gotten. Right. And I was like, oh, okay, no, like this sounds like you definitely needed to quit drinking. Yeah. So good on you. Stunning. But then he starts getting really like, how do I say this without sounding like a fucking bitch? Spiritual on my pussy.
Oh.
Like, he's like,
Your vagina?
Like, okay, he kept on calling it a yoni.
A yoni? What the hell's a yoni? Is that a South African word?
No. Otherwise, I would have known it. Look, I'm not like the smartest girl around, right? But like, I feel like...
He called it a yoni?
He was like, I'm going to give you a yoni massage.
A yoni massage? I'd be like, what is that? My butthole? My donut? Like,
so
what
he
is
starts
that?
To... Am I allowed to just be like graphic? My mom's going to watch this.
Yeah, be graphic. It's okay. It's fine. We'll block your mom. Your mom's already been blocked. Daniel, block her mom.
So he starts doing like this. Okay, first of all, he starts like doing this yoni massage, and then he gets up and he takes out all in the picnic basket is candles and crystals.
What the fuck? Is this just like his go-to basket?
His little sex basket?
Sex basket.
So I'm like, okay, this guy is obviously like, he's turned his life around in a way that I no longer know who this is.
And he shoves amethyst crystals up girls' pussies now.
So I was like, okay, well, but I'm also trying to be open and open-minded right. and like, you know, new things. And I don't want to like keep seeing the same kind of man over and over again because right. it's not working for me.
So you're open to the yoni touching.
So I'm open. Then I'm like, okay, wait one fucking minute. One of these crystals is shaped like a dick.
Oh no, I was right.
And if he's going to fucking put this anywhere near me, I'm going to have to stop him and be like, yo, quickly, like, let's chat.
Yeah.
This isn't a new crystal. Like, you've put this up other ladies. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't just bring a crystal to my home that you've put in other women.
Ooh.
That's weird, right?
Ooh, yeah. Like, what's the sanitization process?
But I also didn't want to be like, I'm really like, oof. Like the way that my anxiety manifests itself is in like kind of really annoying OCD little ways where right. Like I have a hand washing thing and like people can't come into my home with their shoes on or like anywhere near anywhere that I sit on with clothes that they've sat on in like public spaces.
I get
that makes
it.
Sense.
Yeah.
They please bring, imagine like, me living in New York. It was hellish.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was a truly
hellish
time.
I'm like that with Tommy. If he comes home and he's in his clothes from the day and he tries to get into bed.
I'm like, no.
Those clothes have the day all over them and we don't want those in our bed.
And we don't want those, no.
No, okay.
And I also like change the linen on my bed every 3 days, which drives Corey insane.
That's great.
But like he'll be in the bed and I'll be like, guess what I'm about to do? And
time
he's like,
to
please,
clean.
Please, just let me lay here. Like I'm so tired. Please, can we just do this tomorrow? And I'm like, no, because I won't sleep if I don't have a fresh pillowcase.
It's nice.
It makes me feel away.
These are good. These are good.
Now I'm sorry, ADD, Brittany. What the fuck was I saying?
I know. Okay, so he's getting the penis
crystal. So I have a
crystal.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, like I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
With you, so. That was like red flag number two is bringing a sex toy to someone's home and that you've used on another lady.
Ew.
Like, that's weird, right?
Did he try to redeem himself? Like, oh, no, like, I've washed it.
Yes,
like,
of course he'd washed it.
Fucking
but like,
cleaned it. I'm like, well, with what, though?
No. Yeah. He had saged it.
Oh, yeah, that cleans all the germs.
And put it in the ocean when it was the new moon. I think that's how you do crystals. Look, I don't know anything about anything and I don't judge anything. If you want to have your crystals, have them. Put them in the fucking ocean water. I have friends who do this every month. They're like, cleanse their crystals and they're like, do their spells. And I'm like, fucking go for it. Okay, if that's working for you, that's working for you.
I mean, I love crystals and I put my shit in the moonlight, but I don't go sticking them up my twat. For sure.
Also not your twat, but like other people's twats.
Yeah, no.
Like multiple other people.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Here's the weird thing though. Oh, I'm ashamed to say this. That shit worked. I mean, he didn't touch me with it, with the crystal, but I don't want to be graphic, but like when it came to like the actual sex and the actual like yoni massage, I was very surprised.
He was just massaging it?
He was just massaging that thing.
Wow.
And I was like, oh.
Was he like making weird didgeridoo noises? Like,
no, his eyes were closed as well.
So he's not just staring at you.
I must let you know that he was cross-legged in like yoga cross-legged and he was like, and he had his eyes closed. Imagine that this is my vagina. He had his eyes closed and he was like doing this thing.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, like, should I also close my eyes? But what if when I close my eyes and then when I open them, his eyes are open and he's looking at me. You know what I mean? Like, anxiety. Like,
So I was like,
okay, well, I'm not going to close my eyes because what if that happens? So I just kept them open. And I was just looking at this man, like basically doing some kind of spiritual prayer over my pussy. And I was like, whatever he's doing, it's working.
Wow.
And I'm never going to see this man again, obviously. Like, we're not going to go past today.
You really can't after this.
I don't think that you can. And also know that, like, he really did live a block over.
Wow.
Like, it really was.
So it was like, you're going to run into him at Target.
I must also say this, though. I mean, I was younger. I have now, obviously, when I first, the first time Corey and I had been like sexting and like doing our weird flirting over the internet for like a while.
Right.
But when we first met, like actually like in real life, he arrived at my door and he was early, which I fucking hate. Okay.
Really?
Like, why are you early? Why?
Oh yeah. Like,
oh, because he had driven from your house and he had thought that
it was going to take a while.
It was going to take a while and then it didn't. So he was like 20 minutes early and I'm perpetually late.
That's way too early. Yeah.
So I didn't have any makeup on. I was in my little fucking robe that I'd stolen from the Chateau Marmont and it has a big cigarette hole on the breast, but anyway, that's another story. And I opened the door and he was there and I had no makeup on and I was like, fuck my life, now it's over. Now he's gonna be like, now he knows that this is what I look like. But it ended up okay.
But you're so pretty
without makeup on. But you're lying.
I've seen you.
Yeah, whatever.
You're all our worst enemies.
So be quiet. So up until like then, like I just wasn't comfortable. Do you know what I mean? Like,
even
when I would go out in Cape Town, I would like put on makeup and not let anybody see my stupid fucking adult acne.
Same.
Now I don't give a fuck, okay? Now I'm like, this is my face. Get fucking used to it or fuck off because I'm too poor to change it right now. I will, okay? But I'm too poor right now to change it.
What do you want to do to your face?
Oh, bitch, I'm going to buy myself a whole new face.
You don't need it, though.
Oh, no, who needs it, Brittany? It's because it's fun. Like, do you never look in the mirror and you're like, I can't believe this is the face I have to be with for the rest of my life?
I did, and then I did a whole bunch to it, and now see? I'm like, okay, this is all right.
Exactly. Yeah,
thank
but
you
so
I
much.
I needed it. My face was shaped like a fucking jalapeno before I got filler. I evened the shit out. I got my lips done. I got some Botox. I never had plastic surgery, though. People will say that. I've never had actual surgery.
Well, that's, people think your boobs are fake because they're so beautiful.
I know, but they're huge.
I have actually
not
felt
real.
Them, and yeah, they are not, they're guys. Real. And I also was like, what?
Yeah.
How is
uneven.
That possible?
One's a D.
Every
one's
boob
like
is uneven, though.
F.
All boobs yeah. are uneven.
Okay, so then how did it end with the yoni guy?
It ended quite nicely. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
It was a terrible first experience on Tinder because it didn't go the way I wanted it to, right?
Right.
Like, obviously, I wanted to be, like, made up and go out and meet for drinks and not just be the slut who's like, come fuck me in my house.
Right.
But that didn't end up happening. And we don't talk anymore.
Okay.
Not that we ever, like, chatted.
Right.
Okay? But, like, I feel like if I ever saw this dude, it would be okay.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's
so
still
it was
very
a good
spiritual.
Experience. Did he try to contact you afterwards and hang out and stuff?
Yeah.
So it was really good for him. He liked your yoni. Do we know what yoni means?
Should I Google it? You Google it because my phone's out
what
there.
What is a yoni? How do we think it's spelled?
Google a yoni massage and see what that is. Or
yoni
Google yoni.
Massage. I'm going to put Y-O-N-I because that's how I feel like that's spelled.
I feel like it's Y-O-N-I, yeah.
Yoni massage. Okay, it actually is a thing.
Okay.
It says a yoni massage or a yonic massage derived from the word yoni, a representation of the vulva, which symbolizes the goddess Shati, is a type of tantric full body massage that primarily focuses on the labia, clitoris, G-spot, uterus, the breasts, and the anus. Damn, you got the workup.
Okay, so that makes sense. That actually makes sense. Okay,
said
so
I'm
going to
give you a yoni massage.
This is clearly
totally
what Sting and Trudy Styler do to each other.
Definitely.
Hours, obviously.
I know, doesn't Sting have like a world record of like tantric sex? He has an orgasm for like 3 days or something like that?
Imagine.
Have you ever gone out with any famous guys?
Not that I would divulge here.
Okay, you don't have to tell me, but you have. Was it weird?
It was weird. You know when you really like someone's work?
Yes.
And
you admire them so much.
You admire them, okay?
Yes.
And then you meet them and
boy.
You feel like because they had this positive impact on you with like their films or their music or TV, I'm really making it vague here.
Right, I am.
That means that...
They're going to be so great
right?
in person.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's not the case.
I often say don't meet your idols because...
So now I never want to. Ever again. Like, the rest of my idols, I'm just like, no.
I know. I actually feel you. Although, I will say...
Not that these people were my idols. I mean, this man, just the one. I mean, whoa, okay.
We don't know who it is.
Backtrack.
Don't worry. We have no
backtrack,
idea.
Backtrack. He wasn't my idol, but he had made a film that was very important to me.
Right. And you thought it was great and dope, and he was going to be great and dope. I've been there.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yes.
You know, I wasn't disappointed meeting Tommy. Mm. Tommy is just like a bundle of joy. And
yeah.
I feel like anyone who meets him that was a fan of his.
I was so scared
really
to meet Tommy because
surprised.
I was like, he's going to be like, what the fuck is this little bitch doing in my house? This little fucking bitch. And then he was just like the nicest person.
He was like in love with you when he first met you. I was like, calm
I
down.
I was like shaking. I was like, don't say anything stupid. Oh, and then I opened my bag and this fucking huge roll of condoms. Just like, I remember that.
Oh,
he just
yeah.
looked at me
you
like,
a
you
lot
little
of
whore.
You
little
purse.
Fucking whore.
No, he loves that shit. Are you
I
kidding
was like,
me?
Okay, well, I guess everyone knows that I'm an adult woman that has sex now, so
it's
sorry
great.
About that.
I think you're such a free spirit, and I think you're so fucking rad. And I love that you're such a, like, women's advocate. Like, do what you want with your body. Don't tell me what to do.
Be a fucking slut.
Be a slut
be
if
gay,
you want
crimes.
To. It's your body. Not if anyone's forcing you to, but if you
yeah.
want to.
If someone's forcing you, well, I'll kill them. But if you want to do it for your own self, do what you need to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, have a
I
fucking time
with it. I honestly don't get the shame in sex, but we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back from this
Oof,
break. Okay, we're taking
one.
A quick break, and we will be right back with Push Push on Worst Firsts. Okay, guys, we are back. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us. We are with the South African Cape Town artist, Push Push,
like
who
this?
Is also my friend. And I don't know why I introduce you like I don't, like I'm like, she's, you
know,
I like,
this,
am I doing it right?
Bitch.
I don't even know. Anyway, but
I'll introduce myself. I'm Brittany's poor friend. Okay, that's why my face still looks like this.
Help me, I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor.
No, okay,
okay,
I have a lot of
once
poor
I
friends,
get a green card, once I get a green card, it is over for you bitches because I'm actually not going to be poor
that.
Anymore.
Please tweet that. When it's like okay, get a green so card, it's over for you.
But here's the thing with Twitter.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have to delete my Twitter if I want a green card.
Why? Like,
okay, so.
The United States judges your tweets? Look at our president. He tweets whatever he wants.
Yes, it's hypocrisy.
How could they judge you?
Finest.
Okay.
A lot of people. I mean, my friend Alex, who just did the same thing.
Okay.
She also had to like. I mean, they really do. They do scrape the internet for things. And they do find your things and they do look.
But what is going to be bad about it?
My entire Twitter is like, burn this government.
Really?
Wow, edit that out.
Like, but it's all government. It's not this government in general. You hate government
in general.
You're like the anarchy, rage against the machine. That's
right?
Who you
and
are.
I don't think that Homeland Security is going to be like, she's fine. let's give her
but
papers.
But also, what are you going to do? You literally are this big. You're 2 inches big. You're 100 pounds maybe wet.
Hey!
You're literally so, like, you're
hey!
A tiny person.
Hey.
You're not a threat to anyone. You have orange hair.
I'm very...
What are you going to do? Go to your house and change your hair color? Ooh, she's really got it now. She's having a breakdown.
Oh, Brittany.
Oh, my God.
I walk with many knives. Okay? I walk with many knives. And they're all legal because in the state of California, if your knife folds and fits into your palm, you can walk with it.
Hey, guys, I got some knives.
I'm being serious, ladies. You should walk with knives.
Walk with knives. Okay, but knives are scary because... You have to get so close to someone to use a knife.
See, that's the thing. I have my pepper spray.
Pepper spray is better.
Hopefully they don't get so close to me.
What about a taser?
See, the thing is that those shoot-out tasers.
Yeah, those are great.
You actually have to know how to use them. You can't just, like, whip it out.
Are they hard?
I don't know. I feel like there's a certain level of aim involved.
I thought it was just a button.
Yeah, but you have to, like, aim.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you've never thrown something at me, but if you did, you'd know that I can't catch it. And if I had ever thrown something at you, you would know that I can't.
So you're afraid you would discharge the taser and it would just go the wrong way.
It's some grandma and this guy's just like, well, there's the witness
well,
gone.
Now you and the grandma are both gonna die.
So that's not something I don't know. If I could hold one in my hand and see what it was like, I'm imagining it now.
You'd have to try it.
Yeah, you wanna go try tasers with me?
I will love that. I would love that. I went shooting, it was really scary. Did you ever go to a gun range?
I shot a pink Glock 19 once.
It's kind of scary.
It was very powerful. Powerful.
They're very powerful guns. I mean, and they're loud as shit. And I can't imagine shooting a gun without those earphones on.
That's the thing. My ears are already fucked from like being that little bitch standing next to the speaker.
Right,
the
right.
Like, I love to party.
The scene girl right next to the speaker at every fucking show.
Right, and now I'm like, oh, I'm deaf. That's cool, I guess. Like, sick or whatever.
Have you ever been in a situation with a guy where you got scared, where you were like, oh shit, I fear for my life or my safety?
I don't really... How do I say this? I don't fear men because I'm always ready.
Okay.
To stab them.
Ready to knife someone.
Yeah, I'm always ready.
24/7.
Even if I trust someone.
This is the clip we're sending to Homeland Security.
Yeah, this one. Ready to stab
I'm always ready to stab someone.
How do I say this?
End
how do,
quote,
how do
push,
I put
push.
This? How do I put this? I'm always... No, that sounds bad. They're going to bring this up in my trial. How do I make this sound less crimey?
Less crimey.
I'm just waiting.
Okay.
For an excuse to stab a man.
Okay.
I'm excited. Okay, if a man ever fucking tries me, like, I am ready. And
good.
That is, let that be a fucking warning.
And do you think that they feel that energy from you and that's why they don't fuck with
you? You know
what
happened to me the other day, actually? I was having lunch with a friend of mine and this is actually connected. I'm going to tell the story.
Tell the story.
So, same Tinder phase.
Oh, boy.
Same 3 month period where I was just slutting.
Right.
Slutting, my friend.
That's the word, slutting.
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 Slutting about... And I swipe right on... Okay, so Cape Town's very small.
Right.
So when you see a foreigner on Tinder, it's like sick. I can fuck this person and literally never see them again. Not so much if someone's like local to Cape Town, you will see them again.
Right.
Like you can't just like secretly fuck.
Right.
It's like, oh, there he is. Every next weekend for the rest of your life. I'm so glad I moved. Fuck. So I see this guy and he's from LA.
Right.
And I'm like, sick, swipe right. Mm-hmm. Love a Jewish boy, swipe right. Love a beard. Swipe right.
Love a belly.
He's not from here. Love a belly. Love it. Swipe right. Swipe right. And we go on this. We actually do go out for drinks. I wasn't just like come to my house and fuck me because I think I was feeling a bit bad. I was like, let me at least pretend like we're going to go on a date.
Right.
And okay, so this is this guy. So time passes. We're still friends to this day.
Uh-huh.
I moved to LA. He's here. And the other day, he bumps into me and a friend having lunch. This is like Saturday, Thursday. What day is it?
Wow. Today is Tuesday. Today is Wednesday.
Well, it was last.
Okay, so he.
It was Saturday.
So he, you run into a guy that you hooked up in Cape Town in LA while you're having lunch with a friend. Wow.
Tiny,
that's
tiny,
some
tiny
fucking
world.
Fucking random
shit. And he lives
shit.
East. You know what I mean? Wow. I live really west.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he's like never in that area. I just like.
What the fuck?
I know.
Fuck?
I know, right?
Yeah.
And he is like, and we're talking, and I introduce them. He's uh-huh. like, I'm like, sit down, have coffee with us.
Right.
And we're talking, and I'm explaining how I know him to her and how I know her to him. And he's like, do you remember the first time we met? We went out to that bar and you pepper sprayed someone in the face. And I was like,
you did?
I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. And remember when we were in the cab and I kissed you and my mouth was like full of pepper spray and I was like choking and coughing. And I was like, that is so on brand
oh
for me.
Oh my God.
And I remembered, I was like, oh yeah, this little fucking kid. He tried to come into the club, but he had beat my friend up a week before. And my friend's like this very beautiful gay man who doesn't like conflict or confrontation, and he was just trying to like let it go.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It was just like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I haven't forgiven them, but like, I just don't want to see them.
Aww.
But then they arrive at the club that we're all at, and I'm like, no, 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 no. No, no, no. You don't get, just get to come in here.
After beating some
innocent guy. After beating my friend up. Like, you don't get to do that.
Yeah.
But I also do remember, like, I must say, I do remember being like an angsty little teen and like,
you just
thinking
wanted
I was
to pepper
the shit,
spray somebody.
Right. So I was like, no, 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 no. So I said to the club owner, look, please know that, like, I'm not going to say friend's name, but friend is in here. Please don't let these two kids in.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling them kids. They're grown people. I'm not going to pepper spray a child.
Right.
I fucking still would though.
This is the worst first time you pepper sprayed a 12-year-old.
Okay. Actually, when I was 12, I by mistake pepper sprayed myself, and it was very bad. But now, well, no, it was like, it was, you know, wind.
Oh yeah, it got in your eye.
Like,
yeah,
you gotta fucking know which way the wind is going before you whoop out a pepper spray. Like, yeah, actually, like, there's the wind, and you gotta work it out. It's like, it's real
like,
shit
by
yeah.
your face. Yeah. Okay. So you asked the club owner. You said, please
don't let him in.
Yeah.
And the bouncer was like, nothing I can do. And I was like, well, there's something I can do. Pepper sprayed him in the face. I don't have regrets.
In front of the bouncer and everything?
Out in the street.
Okay, out in the street, okay.
I'm not crazy to let a pepper spray loose in a club. Like, I'm not insane.
Right.
I mean, I am, but I know better now.
But monitored insane.
But monitored, yeah. And I just laughed. I was like, well, he reminded me of this. And I was like, wow, how did you go? Because I actually did go on a second date with him. I was like, why would you go on a second date with me? Like, the first time
like,
we met.
This girl's a psycho.
I pepper sprayed someone in the face and you couldn't even kiss me because my mouth, like, it was all in my hands.
Because it also kind of ghetto,
but
yeah.
I was also, like, really drunk, so I was, like, wiping my eyes and, like, oh, I'm a
Did you
mess.
Feel like you got it, too? You sprayed the guy?
You have to sacrifice a little bit of your own comfort to pepper spray someone else. That's just, like.
It gets on you.
Praxis.
Is yeah. it gnarly?
In the eyes, it's gnarly.
Yeah.
If it's on your skin and your mouth and your hands, it just kind of feels like burning peppers.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? But in your eyes, I mean, this poor kid, I did feel a little bad.
Was he screaming?
He was screaming, clawing his eyes out. And someone was like, you know that vine? He needs some milk. It was very appropriate in the moment. Like, someone had to run and get a glass of milk.
He needs some milk.
They were just splashing milk in his face. And
really?
I was like, I feel bad, okay? But why are you beating up?
Innocent gay kids.
Innocent gay kids. Like,
right.
Fuck you.
Good for you.
Anyway, that little fuck.
What happened to him?
He just didn't go out for a couple months, and then eventually he did apologize.
Did you get in trouble for pepper spraying him?
No. Look at me.
No.
Fucking look at
no.
me.
No. Why would I get in trouble? Is that horrible?
I was that was terrible.
Terrible.
I was just defending my friend. Like, fuck off. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, little shit stirring kids.
Yeah,
so
that's good. He
that
deserved
was,
it, I guess.
That was... In that same like Tinder realm,
that's so
of
crazy
time.
That you
crazy?
Ran into a guy that you hooked up with in Cape Town in LA,
in
back
LA.
In LA.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to know what's crazier? You want to
what?
Know what's fun crazier?
Yes.
Okay. You know that song that I did this year, and it's like fucking I'd
daggers.
Loved, I'd loved,
or which
no,
one?
I'd love to remember
daggers.
My lyrics.
In before.
It goes. It's like fuck, eat, drink, dance.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, I fucking okay. love that song.
So that song I did with this guy, Young Spielberg.
Uh-huh.
Young Spielberg. Is this guy's friend.
Oh my God. The when, LA guy?
The LA guy is in my bed in Cape Town. In my bed, like post-coitus, in my bed, cigarette. And his friend messages him, Shakedown, the song, and goes, while you're in South Africa, see if you can link up with this girl, because he's also a musician. Tinder man.
Okay.
See if you can hook up with this girl because I love this song. And he's like, bro, you wouldn't believe it, but I'm in her bed.
Stop.
Isn't that insane?
Dude, the world is so weird.
Right?
Like, so I kind of feel like everything's happened already.
Right? It's stupid. It's fucking stupid.
It's weird.
So I get to LA like 2 years ago and I see Tinder man because I'm like, I'm in your city. Let's link.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, but I'm going to link you with this guy who fucking digs your shit and he wants to work with you. He links us up. We do the song and now we're doing a whole EP together for summer. Isn't that so weird? Like, isn't that the world so small and weird?
I'm so excited for you though because I fucking love your music.
Thank you, Brittany. Like, that's
I'm such a big fan.
I feel like you have good taste in music.
I like the, what's the one song that's like, I'll fuck your, or I like your
that's
god,
Daggers.
Your cup.
That's my Daggers. Favorite song of
okay,
mine,
so if
actually.
You guys have, you know, you have iTunes, you clearly do because you're listening to this podcast. Look up Push Push Daggers. That's my favorite song.
Oh,
Daggers. D-A-G-G-E-R-S. No, I seriously love it.
I don't know how to take compliments, so I just, I'm going to say your
you're
name like, weirdly into the
you're
mic.
Just going to leave.
Brittany. She's like, it's such a good song.
It is.
Like,
it's a fucking rad song.
Brittany.
I love it.
Thank
I love
you.
It so
nice.
Much. I'm so proud of you. I mean, it's so hard. Like, you grew up not in this country. Now you're here trying to make shit happen. Mm. And you're like, you didn't even grow up here. You don't have, like, you know, the roots here. You don't have, like, the typical people come to LA.
I
and
do
a lot
wish
of times,
I'd been, sometimes I do wish I'd been born yet. It would have made everything, like, so much easier.
Right. I feel you like you'd be, like, really, really famous right now. I definitely
I don't know if,
do.
I don't know if I can handle being really, really famous.
Why?
People are so mean.
Well, people are mean, but you also have to know that they're, you know, I see it now and I used to fight back with people, but I think you know they're mean because they're insecure and they project their insecurity onto you. I see it. I see when people hate on other people, like, you know, for instance, Kim Kardashian, people just will randomly tear her apart, but it's always because of things that they're insecure about. Like, they're like, oh God, she's so fake. She's so plastic. Fuck her. Blah, blah. Who fucking cares if she's fake and plastic? That's
so
her business.
Hot. Like, she's so fucking
That's
hot.
Her business. If she wants to be fake and plastic, that's her choice and has nothing to do with you.
And also has nothing to do with who she is as a person.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So I just kind of like, now when I see it, when I see people do it to other people, I see it and I go, wow, that person must be really insecure. I don't look at it and go, wow, ha ha ha, like they're right, like, oh my God, like drag, oh my God, like the whole Twitter cancel people thing.
It's very stressful. It's too stressful. I don't know how you and Tommy deal with it.
Yeah.
You're just like living your lives and people are like, and I'm like, whoa, they've done nothing to you. They don't do anything. Like, I don't know how people handle it.
It's insane. I mean, I honestly like just started doing TikToks and stuff and so many people didn't know.
Your TikToks are so funny.
I love it. I have so much fun on TikTok. I just do videos about my mental illness. But anyway, I'm like, I'm going to make it funny.
My favorite TikTok of yours is Emma.
Oh, Emma.
No. Because honestly, I feel like I have those moments all the time.
Where
I'm like, that was your fucking other girlfriend.
Try to stop fucking being jealous and shit, right? Okay,
yeah, yeah.
So many people didn't even know Tommy and I were together, let alone married. And so
That's not true.
No, they
Everybody
didn't.
Knows that.
No, they don't, because I post videos with him now on TikTok.
And people go, wait, why does that guy look like Tommy Lee?
Wow.
And then some people will be like, ew, I can't believe he married a Viner. Like, I had no other life or career do, like, comedy or anything before. It's just kind of like a very, people are just, they're just fucked. And so instead of, like, I used to let it bother me, and now I'm just like,
I do remember, I don't want to bring it up.
You can bring it up.
But I feel like I can now because she's proven that she's fucking unstable. And that is when Trisha Paytas was like, I cannot believe.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, what can you not believe?
That whole situation was so fucked.
Give some context for the
Okay, so basically, Trisha Paytas,
who everyone knows now is like a proper lunatic.
I just,
like, I'm crazy, Brittany's crazy, we're obviously both very mentally ill.
Very.
But this bitch is out of control.
Okay, so what happened was,
and I'm gonna say it, I'm gonna say it, like, she's out of fucking control. Someone needs to rein her in.
I mean,
where's her manager? Don't they care?
I don't know. I have no idea. She posted this reenactment picture of her dressed up as Pamela and my friend Jason Nash, who she was dating, as Tommy. And Jason's been to the house and met Tommy and, like, is
okay,
friends,
like,
with me for years.
I understand,
so it's kind of awkward.
Friends with him. I do understand that you're friends with
right.
him. Okay, but, like, you do have to. I'm not victim blaming.
No, I know.
But why did he date her in the first place?
I don't know why he even did the whole thing. And I don't even want to, like, say why I think that whole situation happened. But honestly, here's the weird thing. She then tags Tommy and Pamela. Okay, first of all, she knows who I am. It's like we work in the same field, yes. You know? And then you're going to go recreate my husband. We had just gotten married with his ex-wife in an iconic photo and tag and both of them.
Look, the photo is iconic.
Yes,
okay?
It is.
And I understand that she was doing that series where she reenacted with Jason. Like they were like right. reenacting doing iconic couple yeah. photos.
Right, right.
Cute. But why would you then tag the two people,
tag the people
who are no longer married?
And you know that you know who I am, even though you act like you don't. You know who
she
I
knows
am.
Who you are.
And you know that
She's
I just got married.
The same, you know what I mean? Like it's
just kind of disrespectful. Anyway, so she tags Tommy. Tommy sees it.
This is years ago, by the way.
This
and
is
I don't
years
mean
ago,
to rehash all
not,
bullshit.
Like,
but
people
like,
did kind of want to know what happened anyway. This is just, this is literally internet drama. Anyway, so Tommy sees this girl. And for those of you who follow me who don't know who Trisha Paytas is, she's a little bit of an overweight kind of.
And there's
like
nothing wrong with being
queen.
Overweight.
No, not at all. Not at all. And but Tommy, you know, he kind of just says whatever the fuck he wants.
He has zero filter.
He has zero filter. He doesn't care about, like, you know, whatever. So he sees this photo and is offended, and he goes, ew, what the fuck? And he's like, Pamela,
which is,
you know, his reaction, because
okay,
he
like,
doesn't want to.
I'm not famous.
Right.
People don't give a fuck about who I am.
Right.
But imagine, for the love of Christ, I'm sitting next to Corey, and someone uploads a picture of me and my ex, okay, who I was engaged to,
mm-hmm.
and tags me, and it's like fucking iconic. And Corey's like, but like, whoa, bro, like that's weird.
Yeah, it was weird, but I didn't say anything at all. I was just like, ugh, whatever. Tommy sees it in his tagged photos, and he just comments, which wasn't right. He said, Pamela, more like Spamela, ew, what the fuck, get out of here. Just because he was so mad and like just annoyed,
and
he didn't
Pamela
care.
And Spamela do.
And
rhyme,
it rhymes,
like that
and,
is.
You know, whatever. And I tried to defend him, but it was just like, I don't even know why I tried to defend him, because I was just like, I don't know. It wasn't nice of him to say that. Obviously, you don't make fun of people's weight. Obviously. So
obviously.
I reach out to Trisha privately, and I said, I'm sorry for that.
Which is, yeah, okay. I feel like that was a really nice thing to do.
Yeah.
To reach out to her privately, because anybody else would have taken it straight to the public.
Right.
And been like, fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I would have been like, fucking bitch.
And I don't know. I think I've met her, but I don't think I've ever like had a conversation with her. So I don't know her as a person. I only know this person that she is on the internet. And obviously we're all very different on the internet than we are in real life. A lot of us, at least.
I'm a big catfish.
So I just tried to handle it like really nicely, and I said to her, and this was before she even did anything about it, and I said, Trisha, I'm sorry that he said that. It's just kind of rude. Like, you know who I am, and I know who you are, and it's like I'm
Jason's
married,
your friend.
And
it's
I just
Jason's
respectful. My friend, and it's like you're like recreating photos of my, you know, my husband and his ex-wife. It doesn't make him happy. Like that doesn't make you happy. It doesn't make me happy. It wasn't a positive time for him. It was a hard, you know, relationship. He served jail because of that relationship, you know, and he doesn't like it. Like when people tag him in that stuff, he untags himself. Like he doesn't want to be dwelling in the past. Anyway, so she comes at me and she's like, how dare him fucking call me that, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to make a whole video on it, blah, 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 blah. And she just went and made this huge video, like making everyone like hate Tommy and be like, Brittany, fuck her too. And like, even though I never even said anything, I was like,
that you're missing the whole rude part of it.
It
where she went
like,
and then she was like, who the fuck is this bitch? She was like, who is this bitch dating Tommy? Like,
oh,
am I stuck in Vine?
Oh, yeah. So before
well,
this,
I can't remember exactly what it was because my
right.
memory's
so
gone
before
to shit,
this,
but it was rude.
Before this all even happened, she knew me and Tommy started dating and tried to act like she didn't know me. She was at the Streamies when I won a Streamy Award for like Viner of the Year. And she tweeted, and I think she deleted it now or it's gone or whatever, who knows. And maybe she retweeted
it. Internet has screenshots.
Yeah, so she tweeted, I can't believe that a Viner is dating Tommy Lee or something like that. Just something weird. And it was
as if you're a Viner and nothing else
and nothing
could
else,
never
and, like,
be anything
not a
else
person.
Forever.
Yeah, and it was like really weird. And then I was like, I replied to her and then she was like, oh no, sis, like I'm totally here for it,
sis?
Blah, blah, blah. Like people try to, you know, whatever. Yeah, anyway, yeah. It was just like some bullshit internet drama. He shouldn't have called her Spamela. But also it's like, just be respectful of people in your community. Like, you're all in the same, like, we're in the same kind of, as much as I hate it, influencer, whatever, community. And I would never do that to another person and be like, oh, yeah, like, I know you just got married. I don't really care. I'm just going to post pictures of me pretending to be your husband's ex-wife, and I'm going to tag your husband and his ex-wife so they see it, because I don't give a fuck. And I'm just like, whatever, like, I get it. Maybe it's not a big deal. Okay. And like, I didn't think it was a big deal, but Tommy gets offended by, he was like, what the fuck? Like, this is fucking stupid, you know? And it's just,
it
like,
was unnecessary.
It's just unnecessary.
And Tommy hates unnecessary shit.
And you know what? If you want to do that, just don't go and tag people.
Live your little fantasy elsewhere.
Yeah. Or like, do it and don't fucking like at people. Like, hey, check it out. Mm. Like, that's, it's just like, whatever. Anyway, so it was just a big internet drama. She actually has a podcast, and she asked my, I think we're in the same, rep by the same company, she wanted me to do her podcast, and I was
sorry about that.
But yeah, but since then it's just been like a barrage of weird, like her saying she's trans and all this stuff.
100%, 1,000%. She said 1,000%.
I don't get it.
So that's honestly, like, I don't think that I could ever be really famous. You deal with so much fucking bullshit that's so unnecessary all the time.
Yeah,
and it's just like a constant fucking, like, how do you even, I don't know, I would just like throw my phone in an ocean.
Yeah, it's annoying. And then people feel the need to, like, attack and cancel and all this shit.
There's, like, whole YouTube channels dedicated to just talking about this shit.
Yeah. And then there's, like, all the serious stans that stan people so hard, and they fucking are like, I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
Stan culture is ruining the internet for me.
It's kind of, like, just annoying.
It's made it so there are musical artists that I will never listen to because their fandom, their stans are
the worst.
I want to be nice. Fucking lunatics.
Yeah. Okay. Some of the stans are a little, like, fucking out of hand.
I don't want to, and I also don't want to be mean.
Right.
But I have to say this.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I can't say things because the tiny little audience that I do have of people listen to my music.
Yeah.
They're like really loyal.
Yeah.
But would they be loyal to me if I called out their like other tastes? Do you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because some of them are Swifties.
Yeah.
Some of them are, what do you call, Grandes?
Ariana Grande's followers.
What are they called? Arianators.
I don't know. Arianators? Is that what they're called?
Arianators. I don't know what to say.
I have no idea what they're called.
And they just make it so hellish, and I feel like I can never say anything because they'll be like, but that's my queen.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm like, well, your queen is fucking out of control,
Do you
bitches.
Not like Taylor Swift? What do you think of
I don't
her?
Not like
Did you
her.
See the Netflix documentary on
I tried to watch it. I really tried.
And you
tried
didn't, you couldn't get through
I couldn't get through it. I was like, just, it was just painful.
Yeah.
I also tried to watch Bieber's documentary. Also just painful. Just like painful.
Yeah.
Like it was so fucking painful.
I just feel like it's like there's so much. I mean, listen, I try to fucking keep my mouth shut a lot because it's like obviously, you know, you say anything and people are like, oh, fuck you, you know, whatever. No one can have an opinion anymore. God forbid. It's 2020. But, you know, I mean, everyone's entitled to like what they like and not like what they don't like. You know what I mean? And that's a matter of opinion. And you should be able to have that opinion and you know, without being like, oh, fucking kill her, or cancel her, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to kill Taylor Swift.
You're allowed
I don't
to not
kill
like
her.
Someone's music.
I want her to be alive. And I also do respect that she's an incredible songwriter.
Right.
Okay?
Right. You're allowed to, though.
She's an incredible
like,
songwriter.
There's
I
no
just can't,
reason.
I could never, do you know what I mean?
Like, it's just, not like you're going out there being like, oh, fuck her, fuck this person. That's
her
not about that.
Are ruining everything. Like, to the point where I'll tweet something.
Uh-huh.
And it's not about anything. I'll be like, it's cold outside. And then, you know, that someone will like reply with a fan cam. Have you ever seen on Twitter?
What's that?
The stans have like saved links and they just, how they spam people, how they think that they're getting people to listen to their queen's music is by just replying fan cams, like a performance of their fave. So like I'll tweet something and then I'll get like five fan cams of like Taylor Swift.
What?
Have you never? Okay,
why is Taylor Swift fans like? They're like they love you.
They just want me to like watch those videos.
Oh,
so that I can like be part of it and like see what the truth is. I'm like, I know what the truth is. She's very talented. I'm not denying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna choose if I'm in a room and Taylor Swift is playing. I'm not gonna burn the room down.
Right.
But I'm not gonna look for her name on Spotify and play it myself.
Right.
You know I mean?
You're entitled.
It's
to
like
that.
Ketamine. I'm not gonna buy my own ketamine. But if someone has some, I'll do it.
And that's like me. Like I don't like country music. I can't listen to country
music.
I'm
going to change your life.
I'm going to not. You like country music?
I don't like country music. I like some country music.
Okay. but I can't listen to it. And I'm allowed to not like country music. I'm gonna play
Miranda Lambert.
It's just like you're allowed to not like the color green.
Yeah.
You're okay. You can go and go, fuck, I hate the color green. I'm allowed to not like it.
Except you know, someone on Twitter is going to be like, well, why not, you fucking bitch? Didn't you know about the fucking color green? And I'm like,
I think as long as you're not causing a disruption with it, where you're not going out there and trying to get people to hate on someone, you're allowed to not like someone's music. You're allowed to not like someone. Oh, God, there's plenty of people that don't like me. That's fine. You can not like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't like her.
Don't
her
like me.
Are real.
It's all good, okay? But, you know, as long as you're not going out there tweeting, like, I fucking hate this person, like, be entitled to your opinion. Be entitled to share what you like. That's what I endorse. Like, share what you
like. If you don't like something, whatever.
Fucking don't share it and don't talk about it. You know what I mean? Don't make it a part of your life or your culture or anything. You know what I mean? But I get it's probably annoying that people are constantly trying to get you to.
And I'm just like, let me live a life. So, yeah, if there's a way to, like, have. I wish there was a way that, like, millions of people could hear my music but never see my face or know who I am. Like
Sia kind of did in the beginning.
I feel like she fucked that up.
She stopped. She started sharing her face then. Yeah. She started coming.
That's good. I mean, if I had Sia's face, I would also show people my face.
You are so pretty. You should be happy to share your face. Do you think you're ugly, really? Truly?
No, I just feel... No, I know I'm not ugly. I'm not going to be one of those girls who's like, I'm so fucking ugly. Yeah. I'm so fat. I know
there's
I'm thin,
like
and I know
so
that I'm okay
many
looking.
Girls watching this that would probably be like, I would love to look like you.
I am very... grateful.
Yes.
For two things. One is my strong jawline.
Yes.
The only thing my father ever gave me.
Beautiful.
Okay. It's very strong.
Yes.
I feel like
I like that.
Like,
we stand a strong jawline on
I
this
could
podcast.
Cut cheese with this chin.
I have a very pointy chin. As
but
well.
I'm here for that because right. I feel like I don't know. It
the better
gives
to
angles.
The better to poke your eyes out with.
Yeah. The better to fucking smash my chin into your face with. And I'm grateful for. This is going to sound so Ponzi and so, like, idiotic. But I'm grateful for my mother's genes.
Yes.
Because that bitch does nothing. And she still weighs 100 pounds. She's 56 years old. And she still weighs 100 pounds. And I look at her and I'm like, we're good.
You're
like,
going to be fine. We're fine. You're going to be fine.
Because I don't... I hate exercise. I fucking
I
hate
too.
Working out. I hate physical anything. Like,
I don't get how people really love it. I did it for like a week and I felt really, really good.
And I also tried. I really tried.
And then after that week, I felt like because I was burning so many calories, it was actually eating the effects are up too quickly and metabolizing it too quickly. So then I started having withdrawal during midday.
Yicky.
And I was like, ew, I'm going to have to take more. So then I was like, all right, I'll just stop working out really hard. And I just start going for
walks. I just never have found pleasure in it.
Right,
and I
right.
know that my therapist says, okay, well, you have to do something. You have to, you know, endorphins, all that shit. And I'm like, I hear you. I understand you. I know the science behind this.
Right.
So why doesn't it work for me? And I have
I
tried.
I know. I kind of, I never, never did that for me. It never brought me the joy that they said it'll bring you.
That extreme,
like, oh my God, I feel so good. I've never had that.
I also don't get, when people tell me to meditate, I'm like, okay, I try. I'm trying.
That does help me.
I'm trying.
But do it before bed. You can't wake up and meditate because then you're just going to
go
back to sleep. I don't. I can't do that.
Okay, well, I can't. I'm just like, why? Why can't I just have a clear mind? All these fucking intrusive thoughts all the time, zing-zanging in my brain like little fucking firebombs. Like, how is anybody supposed to do this for more than 10 minutes?
Because you're ADD like me. It's really hard to rein it in.
And what, I'm supposed to take a fucking Ritalin to meditate? That sounds counterproductive.
Like,
yeah, it just sounds, you know what I mean?
Anyway, guys, this has been a fucking really enlightening...
I'm sorry that I screamed.
...podcast. No, you're allowed to scream here. You're allowed to do anything here. And for those of you listening that are Trisha Paytas stans, we are not... We're not hating
we're
on
not
her.
We're not sorry. Okay. Sorry. I'm not fucking sorry. All right. Fucking. Fuck.
All right. Well, we're not trying to hate on anybody. We're just saying, don't start, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't even know what I'm fucking saying. Anyway.
Anyway, stream Taylor Swift's Lover. And thank you for having me, Brittany.
Okay. Follow Push Push on Instagram.
Don't
follow her on Twitter because she's fucking hilarious.
Follow me on Twitter.
Your tweets are
to delete
so
it.
Funny.
Before I have to delete my Twitter.
Before she has to delete her Twitter and leave the country, follow her. I love you so much. I think you're hilarious and I love that you don't give a fuck and you just say whatever the fuck you feel. God bless you.
God bless.
And we'll see you all. God bless all of you.
God bless
we'll
every single one of you.
We'll see you all next week on Thursday. Bye.